It's birthday scam time. We're going to call Sherry, who recently bought a new vehicle, and she pretended that her mother used to work for the automaker so she could get that family discount, about 18%. Wow. It was, you know, a few thousand dollars. Well, we're going to call her. We found out. We want that money back.
Sherry speaking.
Sherry, hi. My name is Doug Harris. I'm a sales manager with...
Yes.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I see you recently purchased a from us.
Yes, I did.
I noticed that you used the 18% discount, family discount for the purchase.
Yes.
And who is the family member?
My stepmother. She was supposed to be calling in with all the information. She never called in.
Now, what is your relation to her?
Well, she's my mother. I mean, I'm not her blood, but she's raised me since I was about 2 years old.
Well, see, that's a problem. Really, you shouldn't have received that discount.
Okay, because she was supposed to be calling back with all the information.
It wouldn't matter if she calls or doesn't call, because if she's
not... go ahead. Our phones are going crazy here. But go ahead.
If she's not your direct mother, then it really wouldn't be applicable.
Okay.
So I'm afraid I'm going to have to collect from you approximately $3,500. Can I get a check from you this week for that?
No. I don't have $3,500.
I think you had to know that this wasn't the normal protocol, and you tried to pull one over on us.
I most certainly did not do any such thing. I don't know what you're talking about. I had no idea that it could be transferred to me, at being her stepdaughter.
Is she even your...
I mean, she has raised me since I was two, for Christ's sake. She is my mother.
Is she even your stepmother, or are you just making that up,
no,
too?
No, she's my stepmother.
A lot of people try to trick us so they can save the money, but it's not going to fly. So I need to get a check from you for $3,500, or I need to pick up the...
Well, I'd like to see you try and do either one of them, because you're not going to get a check from me, plain and simple.
Excuse me?
For $3,500.
What I could do is just turn you into the police.
Oh, for what?
For fraud. You owe me $3,500, sweetie.
I don't owe you Can I talk to your supervisor or somebody?
No, I'll tell you what you can do.
Well, who's the guy that
I'm the man here.
I don't know you are the man.
I'll tell you what you can do.
The guy that's in the...
Listen, honey.
Don't call me honey.
You owe me You either give me a check for $3,500, or you can give me $3,500 worth of...
I know who this is. This is Dean and Raj, isn't it?
Hey, happy birthday.
Oh, my God. I never thought I would get caught on this.
There you go, sweetie.
And you can tell my friend Ken that it is my birthday, and they are assholes, and I will deal with them later. And I listen to you guys every morning, too.
Who the hell's this?
Oh, it's Dean and Raj.
Dean and Raj.
That's what we said.
Uh-huh.
The dim-witted duo.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all are so stupid, even your smartphone is dumb. And I see, once again, I did not win Sexiest Man Alive. Yeah, well, truth be told, I ain't even the sexiest man in this trailer.
Oh.
And I'm alone. Wow. Just here by my lonesome.
Aw.
Doing my manscaping.
Okay.
Getting ready for work. Headed to the Mall of Santa, don't you know?
Yes. Right, you're the Mall Santa.
Let me tell you a little secret about Santa. Santa loves a big beard and hair.
Right.
But down there, smooth as an elf. Later!
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Well, once again, the college football season ends with controversy over the Final Four playoff teams. Despite losing the SEC West title game to Auburn, Alabama was selected ahead of Ohio State, which won their conference with a win over Wisconsin. The Tide will play number one Clemson in New Orleans on January 1st. Georgia and Oklahoma will meet in Pasadena the same day. Now, I'm not going to get into the debate over who really deserved the final spot because, A, I don't really care, and B, both Urban Meyer and Nick Saban seem like tools to me. So I'll leave it to this fan to sum it up.
Kiss my butt! Roll Tide!
That's today's Wild Pitch.
We need to get that Matt Lauer lock installed in our office, Raj, so we can lock our door.
Why? Who are we locking out?
Who are we locking in?
So we can protect our liquor.
Yes.
We have, because we've been through this and we've That's talked true. About right, it, where right. it's disappeared. And didn't you have another incident recently you were suspected?
I kind of thought, well, somebody's been, I think, eating my peanut butter. In the office.
That's but, odd.
No, but also, yeah, I noticed that the vodka was really low.
But the peanut butter is strange because you had a jar of peanut butter and mm-hmm. you felt like some of it was missing.
Yeah.
So that implies that someone went in and with a piece of bread that they had, right?
Or a spoon. Right? Or just ate their it, fingers.
Just
I don't
ate
know.
Freehand. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
You have a peanut allergy.
So I'm clear on that one. The liquor, it's still open to debate.
Vodka, completely you.
You are. No.
You are
and
still
actually,
in play.
I'm not a vodka drinker, so.
All right. Well, no, the Matt Lauer lock was to keep not keep people out. It was to keep
them in until he had
no.
coerced them into.
No, it was to keep people out.
Or both.
So that he could do, so he wouldn't have to get up and lock the door when a woman was in there when he was.
About to make a bust
yeah.
a move,
harassing
because,
her.
Yeah, because that would you break the spell or something.
Right.
I don't know.
He didn't want to be disturbed.
Once you get on,
here comes
roll.
Al Roker rolling into the thing. Whoa! What the hell's going on here?
Well, they have gone in now that he's fired, and they have taken out all of.
They gutted the sex den.
Tired of coworkers, interns, and underlings leaving your office of their own free will? Then you need Matlocks, the same remote control door locks used by Matt Lauer. This Christmas, treat someone to the kind of abusive power and control that was once reserved for the big boys. While many celebrity pervert brand remote control door locks are made of flimsy non-metallic components like this, now listen to the Matlock. So the next time someone goes for your office door, go for that secret button under your desk. It's the only lock in the industry that comes with 4 hours of free legal counsel. Matlocks.
Our fun old-fashioned family Christmas by heading out into the country in the old front-wheel drive sleigh to embrace the frosty majesty of the winter landscape and select that most important of Christmas symbols.
We're not driving all the way out here so you can get one of those stupid ties with the Santa Clauses on it, are we, Dad?
No, I have one of those at home.
Hey, that was on. We were decorating our tree the other night, and coincidentally, Christmas Vacation was playing. And I hadn't really watched it seriously in several years.
It holds up.
Parts of it hold up.
Yeah.
How long ago did that come out?
Late 80s. It was around 88, 89
wow.
is my memory of that. And my daughter, who's in her late 20s, she goes, I've never seen this. I go,
what?
We've watched this. Come on, give me a break.
Right.
She goes, I don't remember it. And we ended up watching it all the way through, even with the commercials, which is horrible. But what I came away with, yeah, there are many of the funny scenes.
The classic,
the classic
we remember.
Lines. And then there's a lot of stuff that does not hold up well.
Well, there's some goofy, contrived things, yeah. You got to take it in the context of
yeah.
the late 80s. But what I came away with years later, my sons and I watched it every year, still do, and they're adults now, is that really Eddie makes the movie.
When Cousin Eddie gets there, it goes up a notch.
It does. And without Eddie, you know, and because he's the antagonist for everybody, I mean,
yeah,
Chevy's
yeah.
got his funny scenes the when he's shopping, browsing. Not your log. I didn't say log. I'm not saying I have a log. But but Eddie takes it to another
well,
level.
Well, Eddie, you know, Randy Quaid is an actual actor.
Right.
And so he's playing a character that's solid the whole way through. Chevy is wildly inconsistent
yeah.
as an actor. And I guess that's the problem for
Chevy's
him.
Chevy's just Chevy.
And that's what ruined his career, I think, in general, is that he never really tried in any way.
Everything was always done kind of like tongue-in-cheek.
Made up on the spot.
Right, with a smart aleck line and a wink.
There are some scenes where he plays it straight, it seems like. And then other scenes where he's just all over the place.
I like how you're deeply analyzing a movie that we've seen now for like 40 years.
Right.
Let's get into this.
He just couldn't fully commit ever.
Chevy.
To, yeah.
To any part. No, mm-hmm. no, because I think at certain parts he was trying in some scenes, the emotional scenes.
Right.
Although some are just like he's blubbering, like he's pretending to cry when he's watching the old movies and stuff.
Oh, yeah, up in the attic.
Wasn't that was kind of the thing that followed him on Saturday Night Live, too, that he just kind of fell into it and he didn't take it seriously.
Well, he was a writer, first and
right.
foremost. You know, Chevy, he's witty, and mm-hmm. so that was his deal. And so And he parlayed that into a bit of a career, and then it just, and then he went away. His slapstick was like, I think, up there with John Ritter. You know, like the scene where they're in bed and his hands got sap all over it, and he's pulling her hair in the lamp, and that's everything else in the pages of the magazine are sticking to him.
Some good stuff there.
Yeah.
As we celebrate the holidays, Merry Christmas from the Dean and Rod Show.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. Happy Hanukkah.